1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News of Daria Olving, or at least two people are dead from the massive wildfires burning in Ruidoso, New Mexico. One of them, Patrick Pearson, was a local musician, cook, and father.
Patrick would want to be remembered as being what he was, a genuinely humble, good man with a heart of gold and advice and a voice that would melt your heart.
His friend Craig Rivera. The Texas coast is feeling the first effects of Tropical Storm Alberto. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season is forecast to make landfall in Mexico overnight. A blistering heat wave from the Midwest to New England could send temperatures above 100 degrees again in some places tomorrow. A temporary employee is under arrest, accused of using a machete to hack a co-worker to death at a construction site in North Charleston, North Carolina. The markets are closed for Juneteenth. This is ABC News. Washington's Mount St. Helens is rumbling.
Over the last several months, some 350 earthquakes have been detected in and around the volcano. The U.S. Geological Survey says these quakes are deep, well below mean sea level. The tremors are likely tied to what scientists call a recharge event, in which magma slowly rises from beneath, building additional pressure. So far, the earthquakes have been small, and similar patterns observed in recent decades have not directly led to any eruptions. However, researchers are keeping a close eye on the mountain. Jeff Pogela, ABC News, Seattle.
A failure in an energy transmission line led to an unexpected blackout in the South American country of Ecuador. Local media say the blackout lasted 20 minutes in some areas, but it's ongoing in others. Like father, like son, Charlie Woods, Tiger's son, has earned his way into his first USGA championship. The 15-year-old had the leading score among qualifiers for the U.S. Junior Amateur next month in Michigan. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Mino and the mayor.
Would it be improper for me to be at the farmer's market in my biker shorts tonight?
Depends.
Because people can wear biker shorts in public.
Sure. Okay. Of course you can. So, are you comfortable with that?
I am.
Really?
Yeah, I got those good thighs. Sometimes they need
to
be released.
You don't worry about, you know.
Unleash the thighs. I've had people tell me that.
Mino and the mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. DNA testing confirms an arm found on an Illinois beach belonged to Shardae Robinson. Maxwell Anderson is accused of killing and dismembering the 19-year-old Milwaukee Area Technical College student in April. Other remains were found at different places around southeast Wisconsin. A big explosion Wednesday morning rocked downtown Madison and Civic Media's John and Gordy show. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
John and Gordy were about to wrap up their show when
they do crank out the...
Good Lord.
Well, what was that?
It shook nearby buildings, including Short Stack Eatery. Co-owner Sinead McHugh talked to our Gordy Young.
I totally thought it was thunder.
Two construction workers were hurt, but they're expected to be okay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Marquette to play the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles will host the Wisconsin Badgers in men's college basketball, the oldest rivalry in the state. The game is set for Saturday, December 7th at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The two teams have faced each other every year since 1958. Baseball tonight, the Brewers play the Angels for the rubber match in their three-game series, the Crew winning last night 6-3. And we learned that Willie Mays died at the age of 93. Mays once hit four home runs in a game, April 1960. 60 against the Milwaukee Braves at County Stadium, the Brewers' Pat Murphy.
That's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pulled for, you know what I mean? The guys that I, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game, you know, just a tremendous ball player. And, you know,
that's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the low 60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow with areas of rain, highs low 70s. Shower and storm chances continue for Friday and Saturday, mid-70s Friday, low 80s Saturday. Right now it's 73.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we come back from Juneteenth at Baraboo and back in the studio to discuss news headlines and so much more. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. A lot going on in the world. The third hour of our program today, by the way, is going to be Congressman Mark Pocan. Normally he's here in the first hour on Wednesdays, but he's got, you know, obligations. And so he'll be here Wednesday, he'll be here in the third hour today, Wednesday, for the entire hour taking your calls. It'll be our middays with Mark. The other issues that I wanted to get through, or topics that I wanted to talk about in our first hour, America's Darkest Hour, Battling the Second Great Insurrection. This is really a Juneteenth story, and happy Juneteenth to you, but I'll get to that in a moment. Also, why does it appear that Trump is paying a mysterious Delaware firm $3.1 million? What's up with that? And a Christian nationalist alert, a Republican lawmaker claims daycare is driving a stake through the heart of traditional families. Yeah, right. Oh, and also in our second hour, a witness has testified that Matt Gaetz paid her for sex, and the bird flu pandemic risk seems to be increasing as more cow cases appear and more officials are warning of humans' role in this whole thing. So to start out with, today's op-ed, it's published over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, America's Darkest Hour, Battling the Second Great Insurrection. And I start out by asking, have you noticed how Republicans rarely talk about issues? I mean, I remember a time in American politics when we used to have actual public debates about whether, you know, trickle-down economics would actually work, whether, you know, the proper role of government was to provide housing for poor people, what kind of level of funding food stamps should be at, you know, things like that. And Republicans just don't engage in these topics any longer. They just, you know, they have no interest in it. I mean, you know, they complain about the state of the economy, but they have no recommendations other than, you know, more tax cuts for billionaires. They rant about brown people pouring over the southern border, but they refuse to discuss what can be done about it. In fact, when the Senate actually came up with a solution, the Republicans in the House shot it down at Donald Trump's request. The only solution that they're offering is a Nazi-like roundup of 11 million people and concentration camps to hold them. They whine that our students aren't doing well, but they refuse to engage in any kind of serious discussion about how to take us back to an era when America had the newest and most successful public education system in the world. They yell about prescription drug prices and the high cost of insurance, but their only policy suggestion is to end Obamacare and Medicaid. And they love to slander BLM in big cities with large black populations, but they refuse to even entertain a conversation about the racial divide in this country. Instead, they're trying to outlaw and decertify black history classes. I shared with you yesterday the story of what they just did in South Carolina, decertifying the black history classes in that state. So why is this? Well, I believe the reason is that the Republican Party is now a post-politics party. They're really, frankly, no longer interested in politics. What they want is power. And they have a model on which they are basing where they are going forward, what they are doing. And it's a model that actually existed in the United States between 1820 and 1865. And it was called the Confederacy. When the cotton gin, it was originally invented actually in 1797, but Eli Whitney didn't get funding to roll it out and make it a product until around 1805. And one cotton gin could clean the same amount of cotton as 50 enslaved people in the same period of time. And it was a very expensive machine. They were handmade. So when the cotton gin came out, the wealthiest of the slaveholding plantations in the South bought them. And suddenly they could just massively outcompete all the smaller farms around them, and which they did. And just, you know, and they engaged in this massive regional price fixing program and basically ran all the small cotton farmers out of business, put them into bankruptcy, bought their farms from them, turned them into sharecroppers. And by the 1830s, basically, the South had ceased to be anything resembling a democracy. It had become a complete oligarchy that was controlled by a handful of very, very wealthy families in each one of the Confederate states. And they tolerated absolutely no opposition. This was certainly by the 1840s. White men who dared to run or vote against them, and by the way, they looked at your vote, there was no secret ballot then, were often assassinated or lynched. Newspapers were seized and handed over to oligarchs friendly to the plantation owners. Elections became a mere charade. They even monitored the mail. If you dared send somebody a letter complaining about one of the Southern politicians, you'd find yourself in prison or hanged from a tree. By the 1850s, democracy in the South was completely dead. The Confederacy had become a police state. And then they reached out and tried to end that pesky remnant of democracy in the North as well. This is from a speech in 1864 by Illinois Representative John Farnsworth on the floor of the House of Representatives. He said, "With the invention of the cotton gin, the greed for power took possession of the slaveholders, and the avarice of these men overleaped itself. Then it was, Mr. Speaker, that the slave power got the control of the government, of the executive, legislative, and judicial departments. Then it was that they got possession of the high places of society. They took possession of the churches. They took possession of the lands. Then it became criminal for a man to open his lips in denunciation of them. Then followed the throttling of the right to petition, suppressing the freedom of the press, the suppression of the freedom of the mails. All these things followed the taking possession of the government and lands by the slave power until we were the slaves of slaves, being chained to the car of this slave juggernaut." End quote. This is the model that today's Republican Party is using. In fact, I think you could call the modern GOP a reinvented Confederacy, or the reinvented Confederacy. And they're not even bashful about it. This is why 10 Republican-controlled states officially commemorate the Confederacy with state holidays every year, and 6 states still refuse to recognize Juneteenth. Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, South Carolina, and North Carolina. What do these states have in common? They're all former Confederate states. And I would argue that they are the new Confederacy. I mean, you know, Reagan's massive tax cuts and of course, you know, Bush's and Trump's had essentially the same oligarch-producing impact as the cotton gin did back in 1805. Before Reagan, you know, we had maybe 3 or 4 billionaires in the United States. I mean, there were few and far between, and they weren't politically active. They were just busy making money. Today, right-wing billionaires own our Congress, they own our social media, they own our news media, and they own the Supreme Court. The billionaire-funded Project 2025 is this generation's version of John C. Calhoun's nullification speech and South Carolina's secession proclamation. In this brave new world run by Citizen Trump and the MAGA GOP, slave labor has been replaced by perpetual poverty and a $7.25 minimum wage. and red state laws that are hostile to unions. Children are being encouraged to go into the workplace, even in places like slaughterhouses, rather than going to school. Quality education becomes exclusively the province of the rich and white, as public schools are gutted by voucher programs while college tuition explodes. Healthcare is a luxury only available to the wealthy as insurance becomes unaffordable. Republican governors refuse to expand Medicaid, and medical practices are being bought up by hedge funds all across the country and turned into concierge practices where you have to pay $3,000 a year just to have access to your doctor. Media that speaks truth to power are bankrupted by new libel laws taken over and turned into Republican propaganda machines. Women, people of color, and religious minorities are made culturally and legally subordinate to white Christian men. And in any Republican-controlled part of the country where there's even a chance that a Democrat can win an election, the voter rolls are purged of Democrats, and those voters who survive the purges find increasingly complicated barriers to vote. And, of course, they want to preserve the Confederate names and monuments and bring back the monuments that have been removed. You know, as we saw on January 6th, the Confederate flag is one of their favorite totems. The new GOP motto might as well be, we don't need no stinking issues, we just want power and revenge for the heroes of the Old South and the new insurrection. This is why they lie so easily on Sunday talk shows and in political campaigns. They don't give a damn about issues. All they care about is power. And their base is with them. They, you know, Bad Choices newsletter, our Oliver Marcus Malloy writing, you know, MAGA dumb bleeps are so bleeping dumb, they have no idea that the pro-slavery Confederates were the bad guys. In fact, they know what the sides were in the Civil War, and they're intentionally choosing, embracing the Confederacy. We gotta realize, finally, and Democrats need to figure this out, that we're no longer engaged in issue combat. This isn't a debate about whether trickle-down works or not. This isn't a debate about, you know, whether we should have Section 9 housing. This isn't a debate about, you know, how expansive food stamp programs should be or what level of income you should have in order to qualify for Obamacare. This is now about the Republican Party trying to seize absolute political and economic power to end our democracy and reinvent the Confederacy. And only when we start having that conversation, only when we you know, fully realize that's what this is about. In fact, I think that the reason that the six conservatives on the Supreme Court went along with the bump stocks is there, you know, at least two of them are anticipating a second civil war, and they want their side to be as well armed as possible. So, you know, we've got to figure this out. Democrats need to figure this out. This isn't about issues anymore. Republicans, Trump, the right in general, they don't give a damn about issues. They only care about raw, naked power and tearing down America the same way the Confederacy tried to tear down America. They tried to end democracy in the United States. They tried to impose their oligarchy, their fascist oligarchy, on the rest of this country. And now we've got, you know, some 40% of the population that still thinks that's cool. We just need to be honest about this. Which raises the question, exactly how do we deal with it? If you have thoughts on that, I'd love to hear them. I'll be picking up your calls in a little while. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Be right back. Does it appear that why is Trump paying a mysterious Delaware firm $3 million?
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the South, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste great. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels too, which is an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeets, BEETS.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get your free 30-day supply on and bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. Seriously, it's over at GetSuperBeets.com, and you just use that code TOM, T-H-O-M. And welcome back. A couple of quick stories here I wanted to share with you. The NBC News is reporting that there's a new corporation, Launchpad Strategies, LLC. It was incorporated in Delaware, but it's operating out of a post office box in North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina. And so far, this company has received $3.1 million in payments from Trump's main fundraising operation, which makes it the second largest contractor with, you know, Trump so far. And so people are like, what the heck is going on? Who is it? What is this organization? And a lot of the speculation is revolving around the possibility that this is another catch-and-kill operation. That maybe that 14-year-old girl who had come out and said that Trump raped her, and then, you know, when her family started getting threats, she kind of backed off. Well, she's an adult now. Maybe she's going to come out and do a Stormy Daniels. Or maybe it's somebody else. Maybe it's, you know, one of the people who was raped by him and Jeffrey Epstein. Or maybe it's something that has to do with financial crimes. Or maybe he's just trying, maybe this is a fund that they're using to pay off potential witnesses in the trials against him. I mean, we already know that at least 9 of the people who are going to be witnesses against Trump have been paid off by Trump in you know, like giving $1 million bonuses or giving, you know, $400,000 a year jobs and, you know, those kind of things. So, you know, inquiring minds want to know. We don't know yet, but keep an eye on this one. I think this could be a big deal. Also, the Republican lawmaker, this is just nuts, but it tells you who the GOP really is. They want women, you know, in the kitchen or the bedroom, barefoot and pregnant, period, full stop. This guy, his name is Stephan, Senator Mark Stephan, and he said the daycare assistance credit in that state, you can get a tax credit for your daycare expenses. He said this could just as easily have been a child tax credit, and yet the decision was made to drive a further wedge into our Kansas traditional families. And you have to take credit for that. You have to take the blame. You know why it's being done, he said. It's the opportunity to get these kids away from their parents and indoctrinate them. It's an opportunity to put their mothers to work. We all know that, and we all know the result it has on our society. And yet here we are. Our leadership continues to drive a stake through the heart of the Kansas traditional family. This is a guy who in 2022 was threatening that doctors in Kansas could face legal action if they didn't treat COVID with ivermectin, which actually makes people worse and can kill them. He also told a Muslim woman last year that, I'd be happy to convert you. What a sweetheart, huh? What an ass.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
But that is the face of the modern GOP. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
ABC News, I'm Daria Alving. At least two people are dead from the massive wildfires burning in Ruidoso, New Mexico. One of them, Patrick Pearson, was a local musician, cook, and father.
Patrick would want to be remembered as being what he was, a genuinely humble, good man with a heart of gold and advice and a voice that would melt your heart.
His friend Craig Rivera. The Texas coast is feeling the first effects of Tropical Storm Alberto. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season is forecast to make landfall in Mexico overnight. A blistering heat wave from the Midwest to New England could send temperatures above 100 degrees again in some places tomorrow. A temporary employee is under arrest, accused of using a machete to hack a co-worker to death at a construction site in North Charleston, North Carolina. The markets are closed for Juneteenth. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The embattled former chancellor at UW-La Crosse calls the charges against him bogus. Joe Gao is fighting to stay on as a tenured faculty member. He faced a disciplinary hearing Wednesday. Gao was demoted in December after he made pornographic videos and posted them online. Some researchers want the government to rethink subsidies to large farms to turn waste into fuel. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He calls biogas a greenwash.
Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Supporters say biogas production can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. How does Usher stay in shape? He follows in the footsteps of his grandma. The pop star recently talked about his diet and exercise routine with the Wall Street Journal and says he credits his physique to meditation and starts his days with a drink consisting of celery juice, cayenne pepper, ginger lemon, and water, followed by a session of yoga. The pop icon also says he fasts on Wednesdays because that's what his grandma did. Isn't that sweet? And yeah, not eating? Great way to keep the weight off. Fans of The Apprentice, or of its demise, might enjoy a new book called Apprentice in Wonderland, which is now available. Variety reports that the book details on-set meltdowns by host Donald Trump, which include racial slurs and storming off the set. The former president also claims that Deborah Messing was not only in love with him, but so thankful for the ratings lead-in The Apprentice provided for her show, Will and Grace. Since Trump said it, it must be true, except that it's not, because Will and Grace was on before The Apprentice. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms during the overnight, clouds and lower 60s by sunrise, an east to northeast wind. On Thursday, showers and storms looking a little more likely. Plenty of clouds around the area with highs near 70 degrees. Currently 71 degrees.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to a very special Devil's Advocates radio show this Thursday. We'll be both stirring the pot and cooking with gas. Friday Eve, tune in Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tom, if you can hear me, I'm not hearing you. And let me just look at what my latency, my latency is less than a half second. Okay, we'll move along. Susie in Willis, California. Susie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
can you
great.
Hear me?
So what's on your mind today? Yes, I can.
Well, you sound infinitely better. So that's good.
I am feeling infinitely better. I still, you know, when I exert myself, I still get tired. But, you know, I'm not constantly coughing. And, you know, yeah, I feel a lot better. COVID is no
well,
fun at all.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with your lifestyle.
Could
your
be.
Recovery
Could
is be. Your lifestyle.
Yeah, it might be.
Okay.
So what's on your mind?
What I've been thinking about is, when you think about the geologic timeline, and let's say we condense it to an hour, Homo sapiens have been on this planet for the last 1 minute. And I'm thinking about all the... Well, I'm just saying that that... And then some of the really oldest creatures are ferns, corals, and sharks. And horses are pretty close there, too. But I'm saying how the greed and destruction of, especially men, I hate to just say that, but it's true. They've made most of the decisions, and, you know, it's a travesty.
I've been saying for years that testosterone is the most dangerous drug on Earth.
It is, and there's too much of it. Too much of it.
Causes war and crimes.
It's just kind of, so I'm thinking about what my college chemistry professor, many of them, but one of them said, and this was in the 80s, which of course would never fly today, but he said, you know, think about, do you really need to have kids? Do you need to have a family? Because we are so overpopulated already. Our resources are so tapped. And this was in the 80s. And if this guy's done that today, he'd be fired. Definitely fired.
You've got the what's called a pronatalist movement right now in the Republican Party. Have more babies, have bigger families. Please, please, if you're white.
Right. And just when you think, I'm a retired teacher. I've shown many movies about what it takes for a child to be born, disposable diapers, trash, you know, plastic, I mean, on and on till they're 80. And you think about all those resources they have used. I think it's more responsible to think, you know, do I really need to have a child? I mean, do I really need, you know... And then, you know, as a retired teacher, the whole thing with this, the phones, they should have been removed, my God, years ago. That was the most struggle.
I think we're all waking up to
it. It wasn't manners. It was like, why are you looking at your crotch? I would say that to the kids.
I get it, Susie. I've got to move along, but your point was made and made well. Susie, thank you so much for the call. Shay in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Shay, what's on your mind today?
Well, good afternoon, Tom. I'm glad you're doing better. Happy Juneteenth to everyone.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I hope that your wife and Shawnee get better soon as well.
They are.
Praise God. All right. Well, listen, I am feeling such, I don't know, joy, not because of the topic, but that it's being discussed. This is the new civil war.
I have been saying it literally since early 2000s. I would get on C-SPAN, you know, the neocons, they were having their thing. Like I was telling your screener, you know, it's the same thing. They just call themselves different labels, but the end game is still the same. We are not understanding what Trump did in full. We need to go back to some of the discussions that were happening during the hearings on his first impeachment. The woman who was, I can't call her name now, but she was like the ambassador or something over there, and then Lieutenant Colonel Vittman, and he just won his primary yesterday. Hallelujah. What they were telling what Trump was doing. The classified information that he gave, that he took, he has given that information. There, no one can convince me of anything different.
Oh, the Russians have been killing our spies. I mean, the CIA announced this in 2021 that for some reason, all of a sudden, our spies are dying all around the world. Why would that be? Well, because Trump's got, you know, cases of top secret documents, including the names and locations of our spies, sitting in a storage room in Mar-a-Lago with a high-speed copy machine on, you know, attached to it, while Russian and Chinese spies are having photo ops of Donald Trump on the golf course.
Yep. Absolutely. And wandering around Mar-a-Lago like it's an amusement park, you know.
Yep.
It's just crazy.
No, he sold us out.
Absolutely. And I believe that President Biden, it is incumbent upon him to be honest with the American people. A lot of times we've seen shows and stuff about, you know, people being in the White House. Well, we don't want to upset the people. We don't want to cause this. We need to know what the heck is going on. We are being attacked from within and without. We need to know the truth so that we are ready to defend ourselves as best as we can. This is not funny anymore. We are in high alert. And also, to kind of veer right but still stay in the same lane, the abortion issue is about... it is about white supremacists trying to maintain the population control. They have interwoven all of these things within, under the guise of being Christians. As a Christian woman who truly does try to follow every single day what Jesus told us to do, which was love him and love one another so that we can live peaceably amongst all men, that is not their goal. They could care less about anybody else. We are but objects, and the slaver mentality is at work. I had a guy try to talk me out of unions this morning, and I was like, no. check history, the historic precedents that have gone forth about why we need unions and why now they're trying to bring back slave slavery. Child slavery and child labor, and also finally with, and you are absolutely correct about the guns with the bumper stock. I noticed that when they didn't require gun licensing here in Florida anymore, I knew what they were doing. I said they're arming up their people. Yeah. So people, just be clear.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Shay. You nailed it. Thank you, Shay. That was perfect. I appreciate it. Thomas in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Thomas, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello? How you doing?
You are on the air, Thomas. I'm fine. What's up?
Yeah, what I wanted to say, you, I've been thinking about for years, you know, about... The reemergence of a Confederate army, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The ironic thing about this, you got senators like Tim Scott. He was asked a question about bump stops, and he ran to the border. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
He
doesn't want to answer.
And the thing about this, you know, 9 people were murdered here in a church that I haven't really emotionally got over yet, and that anniversary was this week right here, you know. So yeah. So my suggestion to, you know, to people, you know, I don't want to do that, but we got to arm ourselves, you know, and back in the days when they made law that discriminate against, you know, African-American folks, that when you get incarcerated, you lose your Second Amendment rights.
Right.
You know, all together. You know, so that's it's a tragedy. You know, but I'm so glad you brought that to light, because I haven't heard nobody on mainstream media talk about the reason why the Supreme Court is so animate, because they got, you know, it's a dominated Republican Party and the Supreme Court, and they're bought and paid for by oligarchs. You know, yep. And I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, you know, because I'm really upset about that. And, you know, African Americans like, you know, Byron Donald and other African, and this preacher in this church who brought in Detroit, and he was on Fox News. He was on another media channel. He was on another media channel, and he said something different. But when he was on Fox News, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's appalling.
Yeah, you know, it really is. And he filled his church with white people. That Trump was supposed to speak at a black church, and, you know, almost nobody showed up except a bunch of white, you know, yahoos. I'm with you. Thomas, thank you. Thank you for the call, and thank you for your kind words. I appreciate it. Dynamo Dave in Duluth, Minnesota. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Transformative, Tom. Hey, I was wondering, that's your new moniker. Hey,
okay.
Wouldn't it be so cool with Trump? You know, he's gonna get his trial thing. The judge is gonna give him his sentence, and part of that sentence, perhaps, he could put on a ballot in the New York State ballot. Say, hey, it's gotta say convicted felon Donald Trump at the beginning of his name as part of his sentence.
Well, that would be a sweet idea. I, you know, it's not going to happen, but yeah. I think, though, that it looks to me, if you've seen this latest ad from the Biden-Harris campaign, it looks like convicted felon is they're trying to make that his new first name, or his new form of polite public address, or whatever. You know, instead of Mister, mm-hmm. instead of former president, it's now convicted felon Donald Trump. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, thank you, Dynamo Dave. Good talking to you. Nancy in Folsom, California. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
I'd like to talk to Tom about a vision I have of regular Democrats.
We're on the air, Nancy.
Taxes. Oh, I am. Hi,
yep.
Tom.
Hi there. So, what's up?
Hi.
We've got 35
seconds.
Oh, my gosh,
my idol, Tom. I'm sorry you've been sick, but I'm hoping you and your family get much better. I have a proposal for Democrats who, I have been a taxpayer, tax filer since I was 15 years old.
And your proposal is?
Is that if Trump is elected, I am going to refuse to ever pay taxes again, to file them, to, we cannot.
Oh, my goodness.
We would be
very careful with that, Nancy. I know that there were people, you know, in the 60s and 70s who were doing that, tax resistors, and sometimes the IRS cut them some slack, but it ain't going to happen anymore. I would strongly encourage you not to do
that. Nancy. Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 48 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And for this one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Terry in Chicago. Hey, Terry, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind? Yes, sir.
Great show. I've been listening to you for a while. A couple of things. First of all, happy Juneteenth.
Thank you, Pat.
I'd like to also put out there that it is refreshing knowing that there are good white people out there like yourself. It's going to take more, but it's refreshing to know the guys like you are out there.
Thank you.
I always ask some of my peers of what kind of white people that we thought that were actually participating and cheering on those lynchings back in the day. Well, it just occurred to me recently, when you look at those people who invaded our capital like that, those are the same type of character people that would do that today. So I'll put that out there as that.
You're absolutely right.
And
they were carrying Confederate flags when they attacked the Capitol, by the way. I mean, they're not even subtle about this, Terry.
Yeah, and another thing, Tom, I've called a couple shows. I like a couple shows on Sirius XM, and I kind of sounded the alarm that under no circumstances is Donald Trump going to lose this election, because the House of Cards will come tumbling down. Once he goes down, almost the whole GOP goes down. They all can end up being charged and in jail. So when you consider that, Tom, they are not under any circumstances going to allow this to happen. I called up one show about 3 months ago. I said, they're going to do something drastic. I hope the FBI and Homeland Security are really keeping an eye on them, but because it's not going to come down to just no voting. They're going to do something drastic. And today I heard on another show.
I think this is what they're going to do.
I heard on another show that our terror threat is up. So one of the theories that I have is, do you have any doubt that if they could, they would manifest some type of terrorist attack, aid and assist Al Qaeda or ISIS in some way? They would do it.
Yep.
They would do
I wouldn't put it past them.
Yep.
I mean, some Republican partisan tried to put a couple of bombs at the DNC and RNC on January 6th, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I wanted to say.
Terry, I got to run, but thank you. I think you're spot on. I think you've nailed it. I appreciate the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break here at the top of the hour. I got to tell you about this new witness that's testifying against Matt Gaetz and the bird flu pandemic. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Maggie Dawn.
Days 12 and 13 of Biden's top 100 will be touching upon the residential tax credit, leasing for offshore wind energy, biofuels, and clean construction.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.